This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new collaboration between pianist Wayne Horvitz, cornetist Butch Morris, and drummer Bobby Previtt. All three are New York-based improvisers and composers with distinctive styles, but they've got something in common. Their work isn't always characterized as jazz, but they are mindful of jazz rhythms. Their new album, Nine Below Zero, features an unusual mix of acoustic and synthesized sounds.
Whether jazz musicians should or shouldn't use high-tech equipment is really a bogus issue. What are the piano and saxophone if not technological triumphs? Even the debate over electronics was effectively settled 50 years ago. Fats Waller played electric organ on a 1938 recording date, and Floyd Smith played wailing steel guitar power chords with Andy Kirk's band 6 months later. Once the electric guitar and organ were established, it appeared to be a short step to synthesizers and from synthesizers to drum machines. That last step was really the most drastic. A rhythm box, with its strict regularity of pulse and dynamics and attack, seems antithetical to jazz, which prizes timbral nuance and an elastic beat. Drum machines, after all, fueled the monotonous thump of disco. But none of these pitfalls will stop improvisers from checking out new hardware. One of the more successful attempts at humanizing the machinery comes from the trio of pianist Wayne Horvitz, cornetist Butch Morris, and drummer and percussionist Bobby Previtt. Their album Nine Below Zero is on the Sound Aspects label. The trio's loose romps on Horvitz's compositions were recorded live in the studio, with no edits or overdubs. Without a formal rhythm section, and with the players doubling on several instruments, the music may recall the open-ended small groups of the late 60s Chicago avant-garde. But there are also traces of Brian Eno's ambient music and impressionistic European jazz. More important, Horvitz, Morris, and Previtt blend in synthesizers and electronic percussion as well. That's the opening of Wayne Horvitz's Nine Below Zero. One thing that keeps this music from sounding sterile is Butch Morris's crudely expressive cornet, which harks back a century to the blaring brass bands that evolved into the first jazz ensembles. Another reason the music works so well is that the players effectively blur the lines between acoustic and electric instruments. Marimba may get tangled up with synthesizer, raspy synthesizer with ragged cornet, live percussion with sequencer rhythm. You're tempted to keep a scorecard to figure out who plays what, where, on which instruments. But that's kind of like going to see an action movie to check where the stunt doubles fill in for the stars. If it moves right, you won't care. Listen to the quick change work on Three Places in Southern California.
Thank you.
Wayne Horvitz, Butch Morris, and Bobby Previtz structure these loose performances as they go along, seemingly unaware of where they'll wind up. That approach ensures the music's organic feel, even if a power outage would bring the proceedings to a halt.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times magazines. He reviewed the new recording Nine Below Zero, which is on the Sound Aspects label. Listening to Fresh Air.